Okay, up to here you get. He brought the story, he added some part to it. Adam said that he was out of fear, and I respected the adab, which is ritual, which is the rule, which is the manner. And mainly it is being polite. Politeness is adab as well. So because of this, I blame myself. And he had the fruit of this, because there is a fruit to this. When you blame yourself, what will happen when you blame yourself? What is the difference? Is there logically a difference between blaming myself or blaming something else? What is it?
Well, you give, you're actually, one thing that's happening is that you're loving the other person. You're keeping him from having to take something. You're blaming yourself.
I hope you know what are you talking about. I didn't get any honest. What is the difference between me taking the responsibility or trying to deny it? What is the difference? What is the difference between me blaming myself or blaming the universe? Any difference?
When you blame the universe, it's Satan, and you can blame others.
I don't know what Satan is. I'm talking, the questions come from this six-year-old boy. There is a boy, six-year-old, okay? Very talented, no-nonsense guy. He should understand your answers. So, you're not supposed to use big words and the melancholic ones. There is a sharp logical difference between me blaming myself or the opposite.
When you blame yourself, then you're more aware of not repeating it again, like changing your attitude and your behavior so that you do not take responsibility.
And if I don't do that, nobody will blame me and I will have a happy life.
No, but then you keep doing this.
Fear is gone, I believe, by blaming yourself.
No. Be very logical. Logically. What's the use? If I blame myself, so the guilty part is here, and I can do something about it. If I blame him, then I can do nothing about it. I'm powerless. So what's the use of it? Okay, everybody accepts it's not my fault. Then what? Happily we go home. Nothing has been done for that. But if I blame myself, at least I knew something about the part I had in it. Because I have a part in everything. Don't I? That's the point. So, but by this self-blame, first of all, we're talking about something in me. I'm disturbed about something in me. I'll change it. Or at least I could try. But if this is the hand of God, then what should I do? Nothing. We'll see that explained better in the next story. Don't worry. Rumi knows what he's talking about. So he brings this subject in that. Remember, it's not this or that. This or that belongs to your simple zero or one logic. For us, there is no such a thing. It's always this and that. The opposite. To me, are two sides of one coin. I never forget the coin itself. The faces are superficial, both of them. So, it's my fault and it's this universe's fault. About this universe's fault, we could do nothing. It's that. About my fault, I could do something. Therefore, I make my attitude blaming only me. And look at me. Who will do the opposite, blaming the others? Logic. Satan. And it's in me, don't worry about it. Because I don't start from blank. I start from an animal. I start from that silly logic. It's in me. It's in here. So, I will put the counterbalance over there. I know there is someone in me who doesn't take any responsibility. There is an animal in me who doesn't want to do anything. Even when the animal knows that by not doing, you will lose your muscle and abilities and all that. Look around you. Here, we'll see a lot of people like this. So the animal is here. We're talking about that exception added to the rule. This addition is something that should sink in. One of the most important places for this inclusivity, because you are familiar with exclusiveness. This is not that. We talk inclusive. So, I'll drink this, inshallah. Who did it? This was something I did, or God did? If you believe in God, and whatever He wishes goes, and nothing could go the opposite, then how could you exclude Him and His desire and will from this happening in the universe? So, what is the answer? Who did this?
Both.
It's not me or God. It's me and God. Both. But we are not talking about His action. Because we don't think His action needs some correction. We're talking about me. Rumi will say, yes, we'll start this paragraph here. Started like this. Said, listen, yes, it's my will and it's God's will, right? Both are there. Let's talk about yours. Because this is what the subject is. So you should accept the responsibility of your part. By your part, we don't mean that it goes your way. No, this is a snowball that is running downhill. But you could push it a little bit this way or that way. So you have a role in it. That's how it works. Now, he will talk about this subject a little bit further to explain it. First, he said, okay, now let's find an example to know the difference between this jab and ikhtiyar. Means being, believing in free will or believing in being reactionary. Talking about the rule or exception or whatever, right? The jab and ikhtiyar. We say, let me give you an example first for this to understand it, how it goes. Let's hear the example.
A hand that is shaking from tremor, and the person whose hand you caused to shake from its place. Know that both movements are created by God, but it is impossible to compare the latter with the former. You are sorry for having caused it to shake. How is the man afflicted with a tremor not sorry?
You see, as simple as that. He said, okay, I'll give you an example here. There is this fellow who is a shaky fellow, and suddenly he will break something. There is someone else who is not shaky, he's moving his hand, and he will break something. Both of these happenings happen in the framework of God's will, so God wanted it to happen, and it happened, okay? So there are equal accidents here.